The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On the Big Rock text line as well, 877-235-9405. Coming up in really just a couple of weeks, you're going to have a chance to show Greenville law enforcement just how much you appreciate what they do each day as they put on their uniform to keep our community safe. It's a Law Enforcement Appreciation Day coming up on Friday, September the 16th. Actually, it's the whole week. There'll be things going on throughout that entire week showing our appreciation. It takes a lot of people to make this happen, to make it successful. One of those is Billy Crank. He's one of the many people involved to make Law Enforcement Appreciation Day in Greenville a success. I'm happy to have Billy on our guest line. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Joey. Hope you are.
I am wonderful on this Friday as we head into a long Labor Day weekend. Let's start at the beginning, Billy. 8 years ago now, a group of local business leaders led by Seabrook Marchant, Tim Brett, and others decided to show local law enforcement just how much they're appreciated. Talk with us a minute about this special day that's coming up and how you became involved.
Well, it's one of those things where over the years, citizens have purchased lunch or breakfast or something for law enforcement officers in the restaurant where they were eating or whatever. And it's grown to where there were enough people that wanted to do this that we brought some organization to it. And I got involved a couple of years ago just because I believe that their mission is just essential to providing the kind of community that we live in. I figured if I could jump in and help a little bit and say thank you to the men and women in law enforcement throughout Greenville County, all of the agencies,
yeah,
that maybe it would make it a nicer place, make them feel like they really belong, like they really have the support of the community. I think with what we have seen throughout the nation, authority is not something that's respected. It doesn't seem to be respected anymore. And I think this helps bring a little bit of that respect and recognition and appreciation to the men and women that strap on that belt and put on that vest every morning, not knowing whether they're going to come home or not.
And unfortunately, we've seen, higher numbers this year not go home because of serving their communities. And you're right. So often when something goes wrong, they're the first ones that are blamed on it. And I just applaud you and others who are part of Law Enforcement Appreciation Day for what you do, because we do need to let these men and women know that they're special and that we do appreciate them.
Well, we are very, and to your original point, we have lost somewhere north of 160 law enforcement officers nationwide this year due to their being shot and killed in the line of duty. I'm sorry, that's just unacceptable to me, and I think to anybody that stops to think about it. These men and women are moms and dads and brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, coaches, PTA members, and they go to Sunday school and church with us and part of the fabric of Greenville. So they're involved more than just being law enforcement. So, and the other thing that I think the public doesn't see is officers they dig deep and doing the right thing for people. You don't see the toys that they buy for underprivileged children. You don't see that they bought meals for transient people or paid for a night's lodging for the mom and her kids that are fleeing domestic abuse. buy money out of their own pocket to buy a car seat to keep a mom's child safe. Those are things that you just don't see. And recently I have had opportunity to see some videos of how the public responds to law enforcement officers. And Joey, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No respect, just absolute blatant, outright, disrespect and almost hatred, which I'm sorry. I grew up in a time where that's just not the way it was. And that ain't never going to change in my mind.
Well, it's interesting how some of those cities over the past year or so were first to start calling for defunding the police, who are now back to wanting the police, recognizing just what an important role law enforcement is in their communities. On our guest line this morning, Billy Crank, of course, coming up Friday, September the 16th, there's going to be, if you're down South Pleasantburg, you might see a lot of law enforcement vehicles turning into the downtown airport. Billy, how many do you expect to, because you're going to be serving them breakfast and they're going to get goodie bags and a lot of prizes. How many do you expect to participate?
Well, we have over 700 registered this year, and I suspect that we will see in excess of 500 actually come by. It runs from 6 to 9, and it kind of hits the shift change for all of them. They can come before they go on shift, or they can come after they've gotten off. And it has become something that I think is organized enough to where we keep them moving, and it just doesn't take them very long. And you can see the appreciation as they drive through and get their coffee and get their Chick-fil-A sandwich or donuts or whatever it happens to be, their Valor bag that has goodies in it and T-shirts. And there are prizes that are drawn for every week or every day during that week and some pretty cool stuff. It has created a buzz within the law enforcement community, and I think they look forward to it. So to answer your question, I think we're looking probably at about 500 plus during that 3-hour period.
Yeah. For additional information and how you might help, because there still is an opportunity for you to help, you can text the keyword LEAD, LEAD, which stands for Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Just text LEAD to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a quick link. Or just go to leadupstate.com, because, again, there is an opportunity for you to help out. And, of course, this is something that's an annual event. You can go ahead and start planning for next year as well. A lot of great sponsors, Billy. My bank's on there, the Bank of Travers Rest. They've stepped up. Spink, CPI Security Systems, Pepsi of Greenville, Creative Builders, Marchant Real Estate. Just a lot of – this is truly a community effort, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know, Joey, I don't think we can ever have enough support from businesses or individuals. I believe in it enough, and I'm just saying this because I've written a check for the last couple of years just simply because I want to be part of the support. And you don't have to wait a year. If you're in a restaurant and you see an officer or officers walk in, offer to buy their lunch or breakfast. They don't have to know that. And it was interesting. I was in a restaurant the other day, and I told the waitress that I wanted to buy lunch for the 5 deputies that just walked in, and she said okay. And she came back in a minute and she said, the gentleman back here said he would share that cost with you. And I said okay, if that's what he wants to do. And then she came back in a minute and she said, you know what, management has taken care of it.
So good for them.
The officers were taken care of, which is which is great.
Yep. Well, and that's a good point, Billy, on our guest line, Billy Crank. You know, every day should be Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, but September 16th is definitely going to be, and I'm going to be down there doing the morning answer from 6 to 9, too, so hope you'll be listening that morning as well. Look forward to seeing you there, Billy, and thanks for your time this morning, and thank you for what you do.
You bet, and thank you. Look forward to seeing you on the 16th.
Sure thing. Billy Crank. Again, text LEAD, L-E-A-D, to 877-235-9405, or just go to leadupstate.com if you'd like to help out for Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.